This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health has announced 77 additional deaths from COVID-19. Those include deaths reported to or confirmed by the state in the past 24 hours. The number is indicative of the surge in cases the state's been predicting for weeks. WBUR senior reporter Steve Brown joins us live from the State House Bureau with more on the latest news out of Massachusetts related to the virus. Steve, what did the Department of Public Health announce not too long ago, in fact, today, regarding new cases and deaths?
Sure, Lisa. As you said, 77 more deaths have been reported. That brings the total number of deaths in Massachusetts from COVID-19 to 433. There was a sizable number of tests conducted over the last 24 hours, more than 6,000. And there are almost 1,600 new coronavirus cases confirmed, bringing the total number of coronavirus cases so far in the state to 16,790. Among the people who died, one was in his 40s and had pre-existing conditions. Four were in their 50s, including a man from Hampden County who did not have any known pre-existing conditions and was not hospitalized. That's kind of unusual.
Governor Charlie Baker is standing by his prediction that the surge in coronavirus illnesses should strike the state sometime between April 10th, that's Friday, and April 20th. But he did seem to offer at least a glimmer of hope today. What did he say?
Well, the governor says there is evidence that we're still on the upward slope of the pandemic. Every day for the last 3 weeks, more people are testing positive for the coronavirus. He said 30% of those tested are testing positive. Of course, the death toll associated with the virus continues to rise. Still, the governor sees some positive signs.
At the same time, we've not seen the same steep acceleration seen in either Wuhan, New York, or other places, which means we're cautiously optimistic that our social distancing, essential services orders, and other measures that we and others have put in place are helping to flatten the curve. These remain, and I'll say it again, our most effective weapons to contain the disease.
Now, the governor cautioned that now is not the time to become complacent, adding we're entering a period of time where we could be putting a serious strain on our health care system and on our hospitals.
So people all over the state are testing positive, but what are officials saying about particular hotspots?
Yeah, Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters says there are various communities that have higher case rates than others.
Chelsea and Revere, we're working very closely with Chelsea and Revere and the mayor and the city manager of creating sort of a hotel as for isolation for individuals who are COVID-19. Brockton has been a bit of a hot spot. Been working with the mayor again around homelessness and setting up quarantines and the like. And as you know, we have five or six hotels being set up across Massachusetts specifically for people who are housing insecure and homeless who need to be isolated because obviously there's density issues in homeless shelters and the like.
Of course, early on, there were hot spots in Massachusetts before the pandemic got going. Remember those first few cases stemming from the Biogen conference in Boston and a string of outbreaks in Pittsfield.
And there's another apparent hot spot, a facility, the Holyoke Soldiers Home, and I understand there are some developments about that today.
Yes, Lisa. Attorney General Mara Healey says her office will look into that and determine if legal action is warranted. More than two dozen residents at the Soldiers' Home in Holyoke have died during the pandemic. The majority tested positive for the coronavirus. Governor Baker reiterated what happened there was appalling, and he's hired a former assistant U.S. attorney to look into it.
Obviously, the attorney general has particular oversight responsibilities, and we welcome her. We welcome her review. The other thing I would say is that since we were notified two Sundays ago at about 9 o'clock at night about the situation there, we moved quickly to install a new management team and a command center at the site the following morning.
Now, the governor says all residents and staff at the facility have since been tested. WBUR has spoken with family members and residents of the Soldiers' Home and staff members who have expressed concern that things have not been run well or safely since those cases came to light.
Steve, one other thing. On Wednesdays, the state releases another set of data. This looks at the number of people in mandatory quarantine. What do the figures today show?
Yeah, when people are ordered quarantined by their local boards of health, they're to stay isolated from everyone so that they won't spread the virus. That means not sharing a bathroom or a kitchen and making sure that all surfaces that are touched are wiped out. DPH says the numbers of people subject to quarantine as of yesterday was 13,027. That's up quite a bit from last week when 8,394 people were subject to quarantine. 5,400 people have completed monitoring and are now no longer in quarantine.
Thank you again, WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.